KJ's Country, 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you. It's a Wednesday morning, and of course, the governor's State of the State address last night, dealing with a lot of important issues. But this morning, we're focusing on the issues that will affect listeners here in Northeast Michigan. And joining us is a state representative from the 106th District, Sue Aller. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Kevin.
How are you today?
It's a great morning.
Indeed it is. Well, a big night last night. Now, before we get into the speech itself, you had a guest with you last night, a gentleman that I've talked to in the past many times, who you invited down to be at the State of the State address.
Yes, I had with me Jeff Lawton, who is owner of Star Cutter Company, located in Tawas.
Yeah.
And a couple other locations, one in Assiniboine, and then several other across Michigan. I also had with me Lindsay Bilby, who is the human resources individual for that same company.
Very
nice. So it was great to have both of them there.
Boy, you bet. Now, what a great speech last night, also from the governor. A lot of important things to talk about, including here in Northeast Michigan. The one that I know was first and foremost for a lot of people was the water infrastructure. We know the Flint issue, but there was also the issue in Oscoda with Wurtsmith Air Force Base.
Yeah, the PFAS issue. This has been an ongoing issue. I guess it was first identified, at Wurtsmith in 2015. It seemed like the wheels were moving slowly, but since that time, they have identified it at numerous other sites throughout the state. I believe there's 14 locations,
yeah,
and 29 different sites, or 28 sites within those locations. So this is a big issue, something that the state is definitely going to be focused on. And just recently, although it wasn't mentioned last night, there has been an allocation of approximately $23 million to focus on this issue. We've got to make sure that the people, the citizens in Michigan, have got clean drinking water.
Boy, no doubt about that. So he touched on that. And then, of course, rural broadband access. I know a couple of counties here in Northeast Michigan have had issues with that also.
That is a huge issue throughout Northeast Michigan, Northern Michigan, and areas up in the UP. So when the governor was identifying his six areas of focus, rural broadband was one of those issues. So I look forward to continued movement in those areas in an effort to bring the broadband to our residents.
Yeah, indeed. Now, one of the other things, I know it hasn't affected us directly yet, but the Asian carp problem, I know it's a pending problem in the Great Lakes, and I know it hasn't really touched us here yet, but that was something else the governor talked about last night.
Yeah, the Asian carp is definitely concerning. Should they enter our Great Lakes system, we're going to have a huge issue. So efforts are being made. He's dealing with the states that are bordering the Great Lakes and also several of the provinces, trying to come together so that they can attack this problem and protect the water for all of us.
Indeed. And then more spending for roads and bridges. I know that's a common refrain at a lot of the State of the State addresses, but it sounds like this is something he really is intending to move forward on.
Yeah, that started back, I believe, in 2014, I believe, and $1.2 billion was allocated. So there's definitely a push to focus on the infrastructure. We all know that the roads need a lot of improvement, potholes, lack of striping on the roads. So this is something that hopefully we'll all be able to see happen soon.
Yeah, now those are some of the things that that really stood out to me for Northeast Michigan. Sue, what else did you see? What were some of the important things that that you took away from the governor's address last night?
Well, with regard to education, we haven't seen the governor's budget yet. That'll be coming out within the next couple of weeks. But he had commented that in that budget, we will be seeing the largest increase in per pupil funding for the school aid fund. And that increase is going to be the largest we've seen in 15 years. I'm really looking forward to seeing what he has allocated or what his recommendation is, because we've got to focus on the kids.
Sure.
And then also with the career tech education.
Right.
That's another aspect that has been sorely lacking for many years. And we just recently passed a package of bills that will try to remedy that situation.
Very good. A lot to take away from last night's State of the State address. And as you mentioned, looking forward to getting to work on many of the things that the governor talked about last night. And I know you're a busy person. You were up late last night, and I am certainly glad you could join us this morning. And I know you got a lot of work to do today. State Representative Sue Aller. Sue, it's been a pleasure talking to you this morning, and hopefully we get the chance to talk again in the near future.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you very much, Kevin.